This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Education groups have proposed a ballot measure to channel millions of dollars to public schools without raising taxes. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The measure would tap into millions of dollars in excess state revenues that is now set to go back to taxpayers. The state refunds excess revenue under Tabor rules. Tracy Rainey with the Colorado School Finance Project says the measure calls for redirecting at least $800 million to education, and taxpayers would still get a refund.
There would still probably be $1.2 billion in refunds that would be going out.
Colorado spends $3,000 per student below the national average and has the least competitive teacher salaries in the nation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Another proposed ballot measure would require Colorado schools to provide their educational materials to anyone who asks for them. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
The Independence Institute said it would file an initiative after Democrats in the legislature voted down a Republican bill that would have required school districts put many of their teaching materials online for the public to examine. The ballot measure would let people file open records requests to see syllabuses, textbooks, and more used in public schools. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Demonstrators gathered in Colorado Springs' Acacia Park over the weekend in solidarity with Ukrainians. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Mykola Zagrobelny is Ukrainian. He came to Colorado with his family 6 months ago, but his extended family is still in the country, some of them in Kyiv. His 11-year-old daughter, Katerina, helped him translate his feelings about the invasion.
Tonight I can't sleep because I call and message my parents, my family.
It's very tough and it's hard to just be calm about it. It's horrible. We can't just let this happen.
Mykola says he believes Ukrainians can win the fight on the ground, but the country needs help with fighting in the air. The pair were joined by about 40 other demonstrators. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
There's more news at CPR.org.